With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. A Louisiana company is challenging the cancellation of an oil and gas lease in northwest Montana by federal officials who say drilling would disturb an area sacred to the Blackfoot tribes of the U.S. and Canada. The 6,200-acre lease owned by Solenex LLC of Baton Rouge is located just outside Glacier National Park and the Blackfeet Indian Reservation. Attorneys for the company today asked U.S. District Judge Richard Leon in Washington, D.C. to reject the Interior Department's March 17 lease cancellation. Leon has been sympathetic to Solenex's arguments in prior court hearings, lambasting officials for decades of bureaucratic delays. Government attorneys say the Solenex lease was improperly sold in 1982, in part because environmental studies did not consider the effects of drilling on the tribes. A former Billings police evidence technician has been charged with stealing drugs from an evidence locker. The Billings Gazette reports 25-year-old Kobe James Lewis pleaded not guilty today to criminal possession of dangerous drugs and misdemeanor theft. A district judge continued Lewis's bond at $5,000. A Stillwater County dispatcher has been put on administrative leave during an internal investigation into how reports of two fatal traffic crashes were handled last month. The Stillwater County News reports the dispatcher didn't immediately notify local authorities about a fatal crash or about an apparently confused woman walking into the road until she had been struck and killed. A Louisiana company is challenging the cancellation of an oil and gas lease in northwest Montana by federal officials who say drilling would disturb an area sacred to the Blackfoot tribes of the U.S. and Canada. The 6,200-acre lease owned by the Solenex LLC of Baton Rouge is located just outside Glacier National Park and the Blackfeet Indian Reservation. Attorneys for the company asked U.S. District Judge Richard Leon in Washington, D.C. to reject the Interior Department's March 17th lease cancellation. Leon has been sympathetic to Solenex's arguments in prior court hearings, lambasting officials for decades of bureaucratic delays. Government attorneys say the Solenex lease was improperly sold in 1982, in part because environmental studies did not consider the effects of drilling on the tribes. An attempt to regulate air ambulance services, supported by Democratic Senator John Tester, struck out in the U.S. Senate yesterday. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Over the past year, Montana's Insurance Commissioner Office has been receiving an increasing number of complaints from patients who were surprised when they were handed large bills from air ambulance companies when they thought the service was covered by insurance. Tester's amendment to the Federal Aviation Administration Reauthorization Act didn't even get a vote. He was pushing for it with Republican Senator John Hoeven from North Dakota. The amendment would have granted states more power to regulate air ambulances. Current federal law prevents states from regulating air ambulance rates, routes, or services. Tester's communication director, Marne Banks.
This is a relatively new issue back here. This is the first time that the Senate has tackled the issue of these outrageously high prices of air ambulances. And so it's going to take a while for John and Senator Hoeven to educate their colleagues on the importance of this issue.
Banks says an amendment changing states' abilities to regulate air ambulances could be attached to other appropriations bills passing through the Senate this year. If that doesn't work, Banks says the issue may need a bill of its own. A working group of Montana legislators and industry representatives are meeting in the state capitol to discuss this issue May 25th. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A late spring storm that brought occasionally heavy snow to areas of central and western Montana made travel hazardous along Interstate 15 and down power poles, causing several outages before moving off to the east. The Montana Department of Transportation said several semi-trailers jackknifed north of Great Falls this morning between Vaughn and Power. Three semis jackknifed in the area between Sebon Flats and the Gates of the Mountains exit north of Helena, while two semis slid off the road at Bowman's Corner on Montana Highway 200. Severe driving conditions were reported on roads in the Sims, Fairfield, Shodo, and Augusta areas this morning. Northwestern Energy said it was working to repair 40 downed power poles that caused several outages, mostly in the Great Falls area. Two sons of the Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy and three other men are due for arraignment today before a federal magistrate judge in Las Vegas on charges in an armed confrontation with government agents 2 years ago. One of the men is Anaconda resident Ryan Payne. Jail records and attorneys involved in the case say that Amon Bundy and Ryan Bundy arrived Wednesday from Oregon, where they've been held since their arrest in an occupation of a U.S. wildlife refuge this year. They are among 19 people facing conspiracy, obstruction, weapon, and assault charges in the April 2014 standoff with federal agents near Bunkerville, Oregon. According to the Billings Gazette, a violation of federal regulations at a Flathead Lake State Park will end up costing the State Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks thousands of dollars in appraisals. A portion of the 139-acre West Shore State Park is encumbered with federal U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service requirements that it provide wildlife habitat. The problem was discovered about 6 months ago as FWP personnel dug through old files to try to understand which state parks had encumbrances. The search was prompted by a 2011 legislative bill that sought to move Montana state parks out of FWP and into the Commerce Department. The bill did not pass, although State Parks is still considering a move. Spring mushroom season has kicked off in Montana. The Flathead National Forest is advising that pickers might need permits. Bree Zender reports.
Many people from around the world are coming to Montana to collect mushrooms for eating and selling. Amateur mycologist Dean Robbins of Bozeman says that many people stake out areas for collecting and growing mushrooms. He says the competition can get a little intense.
I've never been out and out threatened in the woods, but it's been indicated to me that, you know, this is my area and I have a gun.
It's illegal to sell any mushrooms collected on Flathead National Forest land. Robbins says that commercial collectors can sell certain mushrooms for up to $20 a pound. However, there is a bit of a conflict about whether or not commercial collectors should be able to sell the mushrooms they collect on public land.
So there does need to be, I think, eventually we're going to have some kind of certification, some licensing for commercial pickers, and then some places set aside just for your, what I call your weekend warriors, just for the local people to pick for their own eating.
The U.S. Forest Service advises people with less experience to read up on local mushrooms or talk to an expert before going mushroom picking. They can be difficult to identify, and they're easy to confuse with poisonous mushrooms. For more information, visit mtpr.org. Bree Zender, Montana Public Radio.